T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is my pleasure to welcome in our next guest. He is the head coach of the South Carolina men's basketball team. Frank Martin joins us here on ESPN Upstate. Frank, Will Polacek here. You got to stop scheduling these pressers in the afternoon, man. I got to be able to drive up here to the Upstate, man. These morning ones are a lot better on me.
I'll make sure I tell Emily. We'll figure it out, Will.
How are you? How are things?
All's good. Just got out of practice about 40 minutes ago, and it's that time of year where my life gets pretty simple. It's, you know, worry about my family, run basketball practice, watch film, worry about my family, watch practice, watch film, and, you know, try and get us ready to go play games.
I know that you said this last year, not to necessarily quote you directly, but I'll paraphrase. If you don't like your team in October, you're never going to like your team. So you're obviously very, very excited about this group. But what makes you uniquely excited about this particular group going into this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's what I added to what you just said is that if you don't like your team at that time of year, you probably got to call your boss and start negotiating a buyout, because it means it's not going to be a good thing to deal with. But it's a fun group. The majority of the guys are back from last year. I know that 4 or 5 of them actually played, but we had a bunch of guys that redshirted that, whether it was TJ Moss, Justin Minaya, those two guys were starters before they got hurt. And, now you get them back and they're a year older, you're more understanding, a year better. Jair Bolden, who was a 2-year starter at George Washington and sat out with us last year. And now he's ready to go. Jermaine Cousinart. So there's a vibe on our team. There's a camaraderie on our team that's fun to be around. The best thing I like about our team, we've got personality, and we're not scared to show each other or other people our personality, and that's exciting to be around stuff like that.
I know that Jermaine was kind of a practice superstar for you, and he and Jair even joked about being kind of the scout team All-Americans, but what did it mean for Jermaine to get out there first time in the public eye, drop 40 in the Pro-Am, and really kind of have that culmination of all the hard work that obviously was riddled with all the stuff that happened off the floor last year?
Yeah, I mean, he got penalized for doing nothing wrong. That's starters. So anytime a young person is in that situation, it's real frustrating for them, and it's real frustrating for me. Because I'm a big believer in, when you break rules, there's consequences. But when you don't do anything wrong, there shouldn't be any issues. But unfortunately, it is what it is. But he handled it like a champ. He handled it better than I would have. I wouldn't have handled things as well as he did. It showed me a lot about who he is and what he's about. But he worked his tail off. He's fit body. He's gotten strong, really, really strong. He's got a great mind for the game, and he can score. So I'm happy he gets to start doing it, and all that's in the rearview mirror. And he was ready to look forward and move on and take on the next step, and the next step is here, which is this year, and go out there and be the best he can be to help us. And he's been great.
South Carolina basketball coach Frank Martin joining us here on ESPN Upstate. Willie P. and Diesel here with you on the radio.com app, and of course all across the Upstate here in Greenville and Spartanburg. Looking at this squad, Frank, you said at the end of last year, you're probably going to have to change and adapt the way that you guys run offense with the way that you're going to have your personnel set up. There's probably going to be a lot more high-flying, a lot more jump shooting. How do you mold that to where your personnel fits this season?
Yeah, I mean, it's when last season ended, and and I kind of started planning for the future. I expected like Felipe Hase to be here, and there's some guys I didn't anticipate being as good as they are so quick in their career. And but now that we've been here, we're shooting threes, and we're the fastest team I've ever been around. I mean, we fly up and down the court. But what I will say is our big guys are, they're a lot more advanced than I thought they were going to be. And they're going to impact the game. Alonzo Frank's going to impact the game. Wilgens Levesque going to impact the game. Jalen McCreary is going to impact the game. Mike Kochar's had the best preseason of any year that he's had since he's been here. So, I'm excited about the balance. I think it's a team that's going to be able to play multiple ways, and it'll be real interchangeable.
I want to stop down on Mike because I know that you were very impressed with the way that he looked off of the Final Four season, and you expected big things going into each of the last two seasons, and it fell short of your expectations. What do you think is the biggest thing he has to harness this year?
Self-confidence. I mean, Mike's just, we're all wired different ways, and he's a warrior. He's a warrior and a worrier. He worries too much, and he's not scared to go out there and play against anybody. So it's an interesting mix because he's willing to go. He's never going to say no. He never misses practice, never misses time. Regardless of how he feels, he's going to go. But then he worries about whether he's making the right play or not. Is he letting people down? And that tends to hold him back from being more aggressive from a statistical standpoint. We've talked a lot about those things. I obviously, when you're around somebody as much as he and I have been around each other, you learn about them. He's in a good place mentally right now. And my job as his coach as we go into this year is keep him where he's at mentally right now. Not burden him with more pressure, but keep him in a place where he can stay confident in himself so he can be aggressive. And like I tell all the guys, there's nothing better than seniors having great years. And all my seniors usually have great years. I'm hoping he has one too.
Not only do your seniors have great years, Coach, but you are Mr. Point Guard when it comes to that particular position. You love your point guards. I think if you could, you'd want to put five out of them on the floor to save time. What is the thing about Trey Hannibal that attracted you to him, and how has he responded to his first collegiate camp, if you will?
Yeah, I mean, he physically, he's a freak. I mean, his physical abilities are incredible, and he's got great personality. He's got a feel for how to play. Now he's trying to learn how to play a structure and play against a bunch of older guards that play a lot faster than he can think right now. So he's learning. It's a challenge. Everything's a challenge for him in practice. Getting to the spot at the right time, when to cut, when not to cut. And he's trying to learn all those things. He's no different than most guards in high school right now. If you put the ball in his hands and create space and say go, he's got a chance to make a positive play. The problem is that the teams we play, they're not going to allow him to do that all the time. So he's going to have to understand how to play without the ball so he becomes a more influential player when he does get the ball. That's his challenge right now, is to learn how to play without the ball, with understanding when to go and not to go. That's what he's growing at right now. But physically, he's got every tool in the book. I mean, he's got a chance to be a great, great player, and he's got a great personality. He accepts coaching. He's a real good teammate. Now he just has to learn how to play.
South Carolina basketball coach Frank Martin joining us here on ESPN Upstate, ESPNUpstate.com, and the Radio.com app. I will freely admit, Frank, I didn't really know what to expect from A.J. Lawson last year, and it was eye-opening to me and to a lot of people around your program how great of an immediate impact he made. How eye-opening was it to you, and what does the next gear look like for him?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Will, we live in an era where the only freshmen people know about are the ones that recruiting publications write about. And, you know, those recruiting publications don't get to see everybody. We get paid to be assistant coaches and head coaches and recruit. So we got to find guys that we believe in, not people that other people think are good. You know, we got to feel it for ourselves. And, you know, and AJ's a young man that Chuck Martin had seen play because he was recruiting somebody else in from Toronto at Indiana. So he got the job, and he said, Frank, we got to go to Toronto. We went up to see him play, and he jumped out. I mean, like, I'm watching him. I'm saying, wow, he's real good, and he's really fast. And, you know, I just didn't know him as a kid, and then we started to recruit. And then he made the decision to graduate early and change, you know, the timeline of his recruitment. And it all worked out. We really thought he could be good. I don't go into years with high expectations for freshmen. Like, I expect them to do A, B, and C. I just want them to keep getting better every day, to work, to grow. And he did that. And then when guys do that, their natural talent takes over. And, he's a talented young man. I mean, he grew defensively. From where he was at, he became a better shooter from where he was at. And those are the things that we really focused in on with him. And then as the year went on, he started to better understand how we play and how the game's officiated all those things. And by the end of the year, I mean, right when he rolled his ankle against Alabama, he was on a stretch of games where he was playing as well as anybody in this conference. So I'm excited for AJ. I'm excited because of the kid that he is, excited because of how hard he's worked and what he can do for our team. So I can't wait to get out there and see him and his teammates help each other.
I want to speak bigger picture now, Frank. I find it to be there are very few people, at least that I know in this game, that are as much of a player advocate as you are. Mike Krzyzewski said some stuff about how the leadership in the NABC is lacking, and I know that you serve very, very highly involving that particular process. What do you think is the biggest problem when it comes to the inconsistency of the way coaches feel about what players deserve when it comes to the ever-changing landscape of college basketball?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mean to, I'm not going to get in a public argument, he said, she said, with Coach K, but I totally disagree about the leadership of the NABC. I think the people who run the NABC are working extremely hard to represent us coaches. I would want the coaches like Coach K that have been leaders for our business for the past 30 years to be more aggressive with their voices in helping the young people in our business. And so the NABC, I think, has worked its tail off to create change in a world of basketball that has changed very quickly. And, we're in the process of continuing to evolve, grow, and change so we can adapt. But I'm not into paying players. I think players that want to get paid need to be a pro. There's numerous opportunities to be a pro. You can go overseas. You can play in the G League. You can play. Good enough to go play in the NBA. I mean, there's numerous opportunities. At the same time, I'm a big believer in ways, as we've grown college athletics, figure out ways to do more for student athletes. Not just one player or two players, but for any deserving player. And, you know, I've shared opinions before publicly. I'm on the record with some ideas and, I just hope that's something that continues to change and grow so we can do things and do what's right to continue to make college basketball the great sport that it is.
What do you think is the fairest compromise for what California proposed?
Yeah, I'm not even going to argue anything California proposes because they've got more money and more industry than any state in our country. Yet they've been bankrupt for 25 years. So the last thing I'm going to do is listen to anything that California proposes. Mm-hmm. We've been already in private meetings before you know, their governor, instead of worried about getting their state out of bankruptcy, worrying about the 1% the earning ability of 1% of student athletes. We've already had meetings for the last 2 years trying to come up with the right formula that works for everybody. That way we protect the beauty of college athletics, but at the same time, change and grow to make it better for those that are wearing uniforms and sacrificing for the universities.
How badly are the Dolphins breaking your heart right now?
Oh, my God. Here's the thing. Chris Greer, their GM, is a friend. One of their head scouts is a longtime friend from Kansas State. I get it. I'd rather deal with what they're going through now with the hope that in 2-3 years, the franchise is back to stability. Because for the last 5-6 years, there's been no stability. It's been scratching and clawing wins, and that's kind of just treading water. Eventually, you're going to drown. And I'm all for what they're doing, but my God, it's living in a house where my wife and my kids are all New England Patriots fans. It's really, really hard.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh yeah.
That happen, Frank?
I know this. Last year, at the end of the regular season, when they pulled that miracle in Miami play.
Oh yeah.
I got a lot of games and a lot of years of frustrations out of the way.
That's funny. That's very, very funny. Well, I wish you guys the best of luck. Again, hopefully you schedule more of those in the morning so I can come on by and rag on you a little bit. I love the team. I think it's going to look good this year. And quite honestly, I think it's going to be an exciting brand of basketball. So we'll see you out there at CLA. And best of luck as the season starts. Thank you so much, and don't be a stranger.
Thanks, Will. Great hearing from you, and I'll see you soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.